quick podcast to raise some issues in terms of the question asked by Pavika on organisational culture, looking at the particular example of Apple. So, Pavika, and anyone else who's interested in this topic, how do you define culture? Have a look at the slides, have a look at Johnson, Scholes and Whittington for their definition of culture. I want you to understand their values, their beliefs, their behaviours, and their taken for granted assumptions which underpin their paradigm. So think about that. You can get many examples or some insights from looking at their company accounts. Be careful of the company website because it might be slightly biased. Look at Mintel report, data monitor reports, LexisNexis, news items. LexisNexis gives you good insights into the quality newspapers. So there is some questions that you need to answer, and these are covered on one of the slides. What do the answers to the questions on the slides of what is cultural web, and this is in the Johnson and Scholes textbook, suggest are the four fundamental assumptions that are the paradigm? How would you characterise the dominant culture, and how may you wish to change this in the future? So you look at the stories, the symbols, the power structures, the organisational structures, the control systems, and the routines and rituals. And in the Johnson and Scholes and Johnson and Scholes and Whittington textbook, there are a series of questions for you to answer. So let's just consider some and go through it, but you have to do very good extensive research. This is off the top of my head, and most definitely probably through my experience of buying an iPad a couple of weeks ago. So what stories are there? Now, my brother-in-law told me some stories about the iPad. My friend Wayne, who's a computer expert, told me some other stories. And I'm sure someone else told me some stories because I think they were jealous that I wanted one and I was going to get one and they couldn't afford it. But unlucky. But just think about some of the stories that have been told about the iPad, the iPod, and some of the stories behind the company that is Apple. Symbols. Well, Symbol has a very strong brand, it has a strong reputation, consider that. Maybe consider something like the apps. What does that mean? What innovation does that provide? How does that make things different? Consider those type of things. Power structures. Consider the hierarchy and the organisational structure at Apple. An interesting thing that happened in the newspaper recently was that Steve Jobs has taken some time off work. And what impact has that had on the organisation? What would Apple be like without Steve Jobs? Who could replace him? That might consider some power structures, some organisational structure. Control systems. I find this one quite difficult because you need to definitely do some research on this. For instance, Blackboard is my control system. My attendance register is another control system that I have. You know, just monitoring how many people listen to my podcast is another control system. But what control systems do they have? And routines and rituals. Well, I know every week that Steve Jobs sends every member of store staff an email and invites them for a dialogue. And rituals in my lectures, I ask the students to come up with some questions every week. So what would that mean in terms of Apple? Routines and rituals. Well, they wear t-shirts, don't they? It's quite difficult. You'd have to really consider some research. What routines and rituals? Don't just think of it in terms of the store and going into the store and seeing what routines and rituals they have and some of the other questions that we have. Do some research. You can't just type in on the internet, Google, LexisNexis, or whatever, routines and rituals at Apple. It won't work. You're just going to have to do lots of research on Apple and use your understanding of Apple in order to answer these questions and then to justify what you're saying. And then you need to decide through a theoretical and a practical underpinning what the overriding paradigm is. But the interesting question is, how will culture change and how can it be changed through strategy? Those type of questions. And just for an example of what I did last week, I went and did a due diligence report for the charity that I work for. And the main questions came up and which were missing from the due diligence report was to do with culture. And culture will be an important factor.